Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Crypto Wolfies Luna Pack launch party. Let's take a listen.
There he is. How you doing, man?
What's up?
Not much. 5 minutes left. Mint day. Finally come. I mean, it's never going to be one of those rapid sellout projects, but we're here we are. It's a big fucking day. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah.
That's a good day. It's finally all come into place. It's been a big run-up the last couple of weeks on project side and outside of it as well. So it's a big relief to know that it's finally here and it's finally sort of that stage is over now. And I've got some big things, as I've mentioned earlier, to other people that I've got some big things to announce for the future. And now that we've got Mint up and running, and obviously, like, as I've always said, it's not going to be a single day sellout, but you know, there's a lot happening and a lot to bring that I can sort of actually make moves on now that I've been waiting for ages. You know, I'm a guy who likes to drop the shit of alpha all the time, and like, I'm there. So there are things that I've managed to hold back, and those things I can sort of come to sort of say later on. So happy days. I'm just really happy to be here now in this position and that it's got this far. So here's to Mint Day.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Thanks, man. How you been? All good?
Yeah, all good. I've just been, taxes.
Don't, man. I've got all that to look forward to for next year, I guess, now. But
yeah.
I've done my best to sort of stay under the radar for this year. So I'm not going to, you know, it's whatever for this year. I do the taxes that I have to do kind of thing. But everything else I've had is kind of off. It's on chain, obviously, but off anywhere which has got any KYC. So it's all on like Terra Station and MetaMask and things like that. So happy days. In some senses, I'll come to declare it when I put it back to an exchange where they'll see it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm dodging taxes, but I'm fucking dodging doing the paperwork this year because I can't be arsed. I've had so much happen in the last year, man. I'm just like, you know what? Screw the tax man. He can wait.
I want to say that too.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Everybody wants to say that. If he comes knocking on my door, I can just say, look, man, I've been super busy. I'll give you some money. I'll do it if he asks me. I mean, I'm not going to go to prison for it in this country, so it's not too bad. Not if I, you know, if they'd send me a letter and say, we know that you've been dabbling in crypto, tell us about it first before they come and arrest me kind of thing, you know, so
yeah.
We'll see. But mate, one of my mates works for HMRC in the UK, and he was saying, like, nobody there knows anything about it. Like you say, how do you do a crypto tax form or how do you do Bitcoin tax form? Until about 3 months ago, most of them were like, what's Bitcoin? You know, and they're like, you know. So they still aren't clued up on how you do it. You're sending them like 1,000 pages, and they're just like, just give us a total in, total out. Thanks, bye. You know, that's all they're going to want in the end, because it's too much for them to look at. But yeah, fuck the tax man for this year. He can wait.
Agreed.
Here we go. We are officially minting live, I think, any second now. I'm just going to go and check. 2 minutes, 58 seconds. Woo!
Yeah, for the public face.
Yep, yep, that's it.
Nice.
I know that there was a couple of people that had issues with the pre-sale round. So for when people are re-listening to this and coming back and going, fuck you, I couldn't get my stuff on the pre-sale. If you've got a problem, hit me up, man. We've got something worked out, so we're all good. I know there was only a few people in there anyway. And whatever. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's been good. Yeah, public sale round live any minute. Happy days.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, 10 seconds. Oh, shit. I don't know what's up. That's weird, right? I stay on a page and for some reason I refresh it and it's like, there you go. Yeah, there we go. We are officially live for 28 days. Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, I can talk about this actually because, you know, it's recorded and those who want to have a listen can listen. So that's the beauty. I like the fact that the Spaces have brought that in and we've got Terra Spaces in here as well doing a recording for us to keep it all in the community, you know, just like we like it. I like to have them there as well. It's great to have the Terra Spaces in there as well as the normal Twitter Spaces recording because it allows it to be, you know, within the Lunar community specifically and not get lost within the reef of crap of the world. And I like that. So yeah, I mean, there's a hell of a lot to go through, really, like the game, bits for the game, some stuff about the three-dimensional stuff, which is a wicked bit, which I really want to go into. I know a few people are going to join us a bit later on, so I probably will end up repeating myself anyway, because I'm going to stick on for probably another 2 hours from now and just let people come and go as and when they want to do whatever they've got to do, and I'll just carry on with my sort of evening routine. So we're going to have 3D gamification happening, which obviously is going to mean that your walls are going to be three-dimensional and to the likeness of what you've got within the Lunar Pack, and you're going to be able to walk around in sort of an open world. It's Unity. If you've heard of Unity, if you Google it, anybody who hasn't heard of Unity, you just Google Unity games, and it's they're pretty obvious, like straight away, what sort of thing we're aiming for, like Unity open world game. But there's sort of two things to this. So you'll be able to do all of the stuff that I'm going to talk about within the game. You'll be able to do off game as well. You'll be able to do it on like a website through a basic process if you really don't, you're just not a game person, because I get that, like not everybody wants to go on a game and move a wolf around to go and fuck another wolf, to go and breed a baby, you know, to do all that to get another NFT. Some people just want to go on there, put in that one, put in the second one, so the two parent NFTs, and get their next one, you know, and that's that. So that's absolutely fine. So I've catered for both parties on that. It's not an instant release. I'll come into sort of the aim of when we're going to release those things shortly. But I will be releasing some sort of alpha mini clip videos and things like that, and of both setups. More so probably the basic simple setup and a couple of real sneak previews of the game and how that's going to work in the next few weeks as we move forward. As according to the roadmap, some of the money that's going to be made from the sales is obviously going back into the project. Some goes in for giveaways, raffles, things like that. Some goes into the war chest, and we can all decide on that with community votes later. And you'll know your voting powers. Check out that light paper on the website. If you didn't already. So moving forward with that, we've got sneak previews of that coming very soon. And all your NFTs will essentially be replaced to run alongside the NFTs that will interact with the game. their development of the bridge between game and Terra is underway. I will say that much. I know it's a possible thing to do. It's getting hold of a development. Basically, we're working on the two parts. I've got me and a friend working on the two parts. One, he's doing the game side, and I've spent a bit of time learning Rust and working on the back end and getting everything interacting and things like that. And then we're going to get someone in to sort of help with pulling the two together. But yeah, so that's moving forwards. But yeah, it's coming together so quick now, and now that we've obviously got the launch out of the way, we can really start to focus on the game and moving forwards and getting these breeding programs up and running. In terms of the actual breeding, that's all working. Everything's been tested. I've actually had some results out. I've seen what fire and ice look like and crossbreeding to make a baby. I know what hybrids look like if you cross them with a mountain pack with a mainland. They look absolutely awesome. And then obviously you're going to get a three-dimensional version of that as well, which will be airdropped absolutely free just so that you can use it with the game. It'll look like the one that you sort of have in the game. And then within the game, you're going to be able to sort of interact with that a bit like you will be able to with Gravidal, I imagine, in the end, and all the sort of interactions like you have on Discord. And also with that, the plan is to have the Discord money, so the Wolfie coins, which are in the Discord, to be able to be linked into the game as well, spent on items, on upgrades, on things like that. So if you're really into gaming, this is going to be like super cool. If you're into flipping NFTs and getting more NFTs for free, this is also super cool because you can do both. You don't have to play the game. You can just like take your two wolves and go make them fucking breed and have a baby. And you've got a baby NFT. And those obviously will only be available to those who've got two NFTs. And if you check out that light paper, you'll see all of that information. Because if I try and repeat it here, I will probably forget it. Even though I've read it 1,000 times, I'll probably say it wrong. So I'm going to let you guys read that again. So head back to that light paper. And if you're really interested in it, make sure you check that out. Because that's well worth it. Well worth a look. To the Genesis holders, don't forget, guys, you've all got your free Lunar Pack Wolves as well coming back to you for being those super cool Genesis Wolf Pack members. We have got your OG membership cards rolling out very, very soon. I'm just figuring a way out now for shipping them to you guys without me being involved. So they'll be coming directly from the merchant. You'll probably just go on the website, it'll all be paid for, and you'll just basically input your address and your details and you'll be able to claim it and have it sent to your address. And no, you won't be covering postage and packaging, that will be covered too. So it's not one of these where get this and pay $3.99 postage. No, you got it for free. That's the whole point. And they're lovely solid metal cards, right? And they look so cool, solid metal, and they're etched in and they've got a cutout as well in the metal, which is really cool, of the, like, a stencil of the wolf. And then, you know, you sort of saw the outline of how they were going to look. They look so much better than that. If you head to that tweet on my page about the Genesis Wolf Club, and it was spelt correctly on the card, not incorrectly like on that crap image, but there we go. So much coming with the game, with the Genesis Over Club. There's more to that as well. I'm currently working with a friend of mine as well on our own little mini version of Discord kind of thing, so we can be away from the sea of servers and stop getting lost within everybody's, you know, noise, which is great. So it's sort of a private, if you imagine back in the day when sort of chat websites first came up, it's like that, but basically like Discord, but basically on our website, where you'll be able to access the game, access the mint, access everything like that. So that'll all be coming up soon. Next few weeks, there's going to be a lot of advancements on all that. So there's so much coming. So much coming. But just happy to be here. Happy to be at launch day. Pushing forward. If anyone wants to come up and have a chat, then just send a request. Just come and talk. A few people join in.
Thanks if I posted the space. So.
Oh, shit. I didn't see. Thanks, man. Thank you very much. I didn't see because I've got my notifications turned off while I've been on. So
maybe cool. You should repeat some of the stuff you just talked about.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, of course, yeah. So happy to be here, happy to be live on Mint Day. It's absolutely fantastic to have everybody listening in. I've basically just been having a chat through the sort of future now that we're past the first day of Mint Day. And been moving forwards towards the game and the breeding and things like that. I just wanted to sort of drop some alpha. So the owners of all the Lunar Pack Wolves, which are currently minting live on Talis now, are all going to get in. This is all happening in a few weeks time, are all going to get dropped their 3D version of their wolf, which has already been sort of worked on, and the traits which are active on the ones which you see on Talis now are also going to be on there. You're then going to be able to eventually use those within the game if you want to use them within the game, and there's going to be breeding grounds, hunting grounds, fighting grounds and things like that. It's all going to be a bit like a Unity based game, so all a really nice 3D open world kind of thing. But if you're not into gaming, you can do all this basically through the website as well. So you'll be able to breed your two wolves and create yourself a pup. And those, again, will have, well, there'll be limited supply because you'll only be able to do it once. Genesis holders have more rights than others. If you head to the website on our bio, you will see the light paper. It'd be good if you took a read through that. You'll find all the information you need to about the project and the future of it. But the next steps now that the mint day is live and we're going forwards is really to work forwards on that game. The breeding program is actually up and running, the back end of it, so we can already start breeding if we wanted to. And in terms of the basic version on the website, that's literally going to be coming up fairly soon. But we're not going to activate breeding for a while yet, probably towards the end of mint. So then you'll be able to sort of start your breeding and things like that. So moving forward, we've got so much happening. 3D wolves being distributed to all the Lunar Pack holders, Genesis Wolf Club owners getting all their sort of rights coming through. Then the royalty programs will be coming through as well once mint's complete. We'll be working forwards on distributing royalties on secondaries to everybody. Again, you'll see that all in the light paper. All the information you're looking for is in that light paper on the website. But yeah, if anyone wants to come up and ask some questions, if you've got things you want to ask, just hit me up and send a request. It'd be great to chat to some people anyway. But there's loads coming. There's loads coming here. We have got, that was it. Yeah. So with the game, basically, as I say, it's sort of this open world 3D setup. You'll be able to go in, use your breeding, train your wolves, give them more attributes and things like that. And that's all going to interact through. This is if you want to do it. As I've said, you can pretty much do everything that I'm going to say without having to go into the game. You'll be able to do it all on the website or through Discord, you know. But the interaction through game to Discord using the Wolfie coins, which are in the Discord server, you'll be able to do all of that. Interaction straight through from the website. So breeding programs all in the game, all through the website, all linked together really nice and smooth. So there'll be no sort of clunkiness. And it'll all... I'm trying to get it all to work similar to how the Lunar Link system works. So it's, you know, all going through Terra Station wallet and everything like that. And then it just confirms through the contract address which wolves you own. And then you'll get airdropped your new ones and you'll be able to use those. But yeah, there's not a great deal more to say, really. There's loads going forward with this project. But if anyone wants to jump up and just have a chat, come and have a chat. Come and ask some questions. And let me know what you guys think. But if you just want to find out more, like I say, head to the website and you can find the light paper there.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey. Great, man. How are you doing?
Good, good. Maybe fill in for folks briefly, like where to get involved with, so you go on Talis and... you're doing what exactly to get hold of these Lunar Packs and such?
Yeah, sorry. So, if you head to my bio, the link's there for Talis, and you've got mint. It's just like a normal random mint. You can random mint there. There's six ranks of rarity in there. So there's 5,000 in total. There's 2,500 mainland, 1,250 mountain packs, 750 fire, 300 ice, 150 darkness, and 50 hybrid wolves in there. So that's the pack themselves. And then they're going to be basically, there's, as I say, it's all in the light paper, but each one has sort of different levels of use and things like that. You'll be able to breed them to create pup NFTs, which are then going to have other other attributes as well in game. And obviously they'll be rarer. They'll only be, if everybody bred, there'll only be 2,500 of them ever. The Genesis collection sold out, so the Genesis owners have a slightly bigger right in terms of what they can do for royalty percentages that they'll gain for each month in terms of their breeding rights. They've got double breeding rights. Like I say, all in the light paper. So it's all on my bio on the profile on here, on the website. You can head there. There's literally a link to go to the Talis website there, either that one or the one that's on my profile. The Discord link's there as well. You can jump in there and you'll be able to find out a bit more on things. I mean, we're still building up. We've got to mint day, and it's just a longer term thing. I was never aiming for a, you know, instant sellout. It's always been the long term thing. And when you read the light paper, you'll understand that. That's why we have the sort of the royalty plans, and it's all about aiming to keep hold of these and getting more, you know, getting more involved with it, the breeding rights and, you know, the gamification side of it. And there's a lot more to come. I don't want to drop too much more of the future off as well. That's sort of the thing. I'm kind of drip feeding it out, but yeah, the next big step really will be that all Lunar Pack holders will get a three-dimensional version, which they'll be able to use within the game if they choose that they want to use the game, or they can just own a cool 3D NFT in exchange. You know, so you'll still own both, but you'll just get airdropped the new 3D one. Then if you want to use that in the game, you'll be able to.
I was kind of playing around here on Talis for a minute. Maybe explain what I'm doing here. So there's kind of a little thing that says you can get like 45. You're getting like some tokens, which then allow you to, each of those tokens allow you to mint once, I guess. Is that right? Or I'm not too familiar.
No, when you actually mint, that's actually minting the actual. Well, so let me just double check that the link's correct, because it should just be saying the
link. Maybe I misunderstand like what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, in terms of my actual Talis itself. So let me just jump on.
Yeah, on Talis itself.
Okay.
And if you're on, like, if you're just on Talis directly, like, and you're just searching for the title, or you're using the search engine without going to your site, like, how do you look up the title, the collection on Talis?
I'm just double checking it now, because it should just come up as. Okay, so you can actually put. Without having to go through the website or anything like that, if you were just on talis.art, you could just put in, don't know how well this isn't working on my mobile very well, but you could just put in Crypto Wolfies at the top and it should come up.
Okay, let me try that.
But it will come up with the old rounds as well in the Genesis collection. In fact, if you just go to collections on. So talis.art/collections is currently nearly at the very top. It says recently started, and then it says the Lunar Pack right there with the picture of the wolf with the moon that Gavert C made for me, which is really cool. And I've used as the logo.
Okay, so it's where it says like public phase.
Yeah, public phase, 27 days, something like that remaining. Then it's the Lunar Pack, yeah, and it's the sort of the abstract wolf with the moon there behind it.
You say go to mint, and now you're in the public phase, which is 27 days, 23 hours, and it says like withdraw tokens.
Yeah,
531 out of 5,000. Like, what does that mean? What's going on there?
So that's 531 out of 5,000 that have been withdrawn already. So there's as per the light paper, there's some that have been held back in reserve for the Genesis holders, being the Genesis collection holders. They get two Lunar Pack wolves each at the end of the mint. And then 131 that have sold so far already. And then underneath it, you can choose how many you want. Publicly, I've limited everybody's to 10, because that's the most we can do. And then everyone can sort of choose what they'd like to mint, whether they want to mint one or 10 or whatever.
Okay, cool. And how does this particular mint or collection differ from the previous ones? Just the specific style of art here, or
in terms of in terms of Wolfies, so right, so yeah, let me explain the project on the whole a little bit more. So Crypto Wolfies is a two-part collection, which was the Genesis collection, which comes under Crypto Wolfies, you know, the sort of big bio, if you go on to, you know, about the artist underneath. I'm not sure if that's on the mint page, let me find out. I think it is. Let me just double check. But yeah, you know, so if you go on there and find, yeah, it is. If you actually scroll to the bottom, you'll see about the artist, then you can go to browse the artist and you'll see the Lunar Pack. You'll see the final pre-launch raffle. You'll see the Wolfies X Lunar Pack, Wolfies X Lunar Pack. They're both raffles that are all completed as well. And then Crypto Wolfies is the Genesis collection, which is going to be sort of distributed back onto there. So all the Genesis collector, all the Genesis owners know this already, but those wolves are going to be redistributed to all of them with a nice pretty little folder that says Genesis collection, you know, everything like that. So it'll be all reorganized, and the raffle ones will be burned off and taken away from there. So in the eventuality, it will just say the Lunar Pack and the Genesis collection. Right, so the Genesis collection wolves that were on there originally, and again, as I say, it can all be found in the light paper. They have different, there's only 200 of them. They had different sort of quality. What's the word that I'm looking for? I lost my completely on the line.
Traits. You mean the traits?
Not in terms of traits. Like we look at traits in this. They just had different advantages to owning them, basically. I'm just going to whip up the light paper so I don't get this wrong in my own words, because I will do that otherwise. Let me just do this. One second. Sorry about this. But they, yeah, basically the holders get a different sort of gain from owning Genesis collection wolves. So here we go. Right. Okay. Owners of the Genesis collection will get some benefits, including a free Lunar Pack wolf per Genesis wolf owned. So, yeah, they get that. A guaranteed whitelist spot in the pre-sale round, which is just finished. Double the wolf breeder's rights. So if you want me to hear that, I can read that in a minute. They get slightly higher royalty gains. Again, the details are below. They get free entries into the sort of big giveaways that we're going to be doing in the future. A special OG rank, including Genesis Wolf Owners Club card, physical metal club cards, which we're sort of releasing. So that we've got the collector's cards, which I've already got 20 of them arriving this week. They should be here either tomorrow or the next day, but they're really cool, nice little cards. Just a sort of novelty thing, but just as a way of sort of, because most of the people who are here were really, really early into this project and have stuck around for ages while I've worked at it, because I've grinded at this basically on my own for a long time. It's coming from something completely different to something massive, you know, much bigger for me. All right, I haven't got a 10,000 following and not getting a mint out in a day, but that's not what it's about for me, you know. It's just took leaps and bounds with this and it's got so far. But so that's sort of a way that card is just a sort of way of saying thank you to the original people. But it's a nice little cool little thing, which I basically had 3D printed and cut out into metal cards in sort of a brass effect thing. But there's loads of advantages to holding Genesis, and then Lunar Pack as well. Basically we'll get the same, but just slightly less. So if you're just owning Lunar Pack, and then there's more about it too, but there's a lot in there. It's all in the light paper. It's a lot to digest. So I'd suggest if people just get a bit of time, 10, 20 minutes to just go in there to go and read that properly, because that it will take some digesting to get through it all. Like I had to reword it quite a lot of times, how it's sort of planned to work for everyone. But yeah, I mean, it's great to have got this far. It's been a long time coming. but yeah, good. I hope that answered it, and I hope everyone can sort of get through on Talis quite well, if they're trying, because it can be clunky a bit. I'm not sure that I've got the link right on my.
I tried to press the bit.ly.
It shouldn't work. Have gone to that. So I'm just gonna. All I'm gonna the do pin, is just.
Yeah, the pinned post is. There. Yeah. There's the link.
Oh, the pinned post should be okay. Okay, but I'm just going to just put it in my bio for a minute, because it's better to have it there as well. That's where I've told everyone it is. But do you know, one thing that that bugged me about spaces is you can't do it on PC yet. It'd be great if you could. I'd be really happy if I could just jump on a PC and sit there because I've got the mic and everything like that. Right, there we go. Now it's on the bio, so it's there for everybody. I'll organize that later with the short link. But yeah, no, great. There's a lot happening. I mean, there's a lot to come. It's trying to get through it all to sort of tell you everything, but in the background, it's all been happening fairly quickly. There's a few loose ends to tie up, and as I say, a month from now, a lot of that should be up and running. The breeding program is the one that's pretty much done. It's just getting the front end up and running. In terms of being able to actually crossbreed, we can do that now, and new NFTs can be made, and we can be doing things like that now. But that's going to be coming, as I say, towards the end of the mint. And then again, with the royalty programs, that's all going to be looked at towards end of mint. It's all being processed to sort of be ready for end of mint, is what I'm trying to say. Not that we're going to start working on it then, you know. So we shall see. Well, depending on how long the mint takes. I wasn't planning on this being an overnight sellout ever. So, you know, we shall see. But the aim is within a month from now, we will be sort of moving forward on that. And, you know, in some senses, it's like a staking program. But it's basically the longer you hold it, you won't have to put it anywhere. It's just that as holders, your addresses will be distributed a percentage of the royalties back to yourselves, you know. If you sell that, you sell the royalty rights as well, you know. So that's it. It's just the idea is if they ever do gain a massive floor, everybody gains. We all gain together. It's community based, you know. It's nice to be able to give, you know, it's always nice to be able to give back to something. And I think that's how the whole Terra ecosystem is built, you know, to be, you know, give to take to give. The whole thing is a community place. It's insane. Like, that's the other thing as well. It's just nuts. This place is crazy for community. I've not seen it anywhere in crypto. It's crazy. Crazy. But if anybody wants to jump up and talk, come and talk. If you've got more questions, then just ask me. Because, yeah.
I have a question. I already kind of know the answer, but just for everyone else to
hear.
Where are the royalties coming from?
Secondary sales. Yeah, it's all coming from secondaries as well. And potentially, you know, into the future, there may be other, I don't know. Because it's such an, you know, we get the game out, we've got the breeding working, and once I've got the sort of that next step done, once the mint's done, you know, we got launched out of the way, and the next step for us is to get through breeding and everything like that and get the royalties up and running and other things. But there's more to this as well. And also, you know, there's a plan to have a delegator up and running for the project to be able to get back on that as well. So everybody, you know, more the good thing about the whole ecosystem is it's quite open-ended. You can sort of go into all these great little avenues, and then community votes can actually be to vote to where community funds go. So we've got all these I see all these people who make amazing gains through Luna and staking and things like that. And as you probably all know, or you definitely do, is that I'm still a noob in the Luna space, and having been solely in it for the project from the beginning, pretty much I've not had the time to look fully into all of these things. So there'll be a lot of people that know a hell of a lot more than me. I know that 90% of people in this space know that more about this than I do. So, you know, and that's the thing. It can go so much further than just royalties from secondary sales. You know, we can be really smart about this. And as community, we have the power between us to make those decisions. And that's, again, so where I want to take the NFT project bigger than just the pictures on the chain. The whole thing is bringing people together as well. And it goes back to that handshake rule, doesn't it? You know, we can go on about this for hours, but it's like ripples into waves, into tsunamis, basically, of just amazing stuff where people come together and create a crazy community as well, and build something way bigger than just the project and the game and the breeding rights and everything like that, which is all fantastic. And it's how, you know, we make something steady and nice for ourselves, but how much bigger we can make it as a community, you know, working together on making those decisions of how community funds then get used and how we distribute it and everything like that. It's, you know, there's so much more than just royalties and secondaries for this. So it's, you know, yeah, secondaries for now, basically. But in the future, loads more options. And that's all down to everyone who joins in and gets involved. You know, I'm basically a one-man band with this project and have been since the start. But at the same time, everybody that's come and given me information and ideas and
and things to do. We've done it, and it's been great, and it's moved forward as a community thing. And I've always wanted to have everybody's opinions, because that's how anything improves, is with everyone who can and wants to be involved, you know, and building things together, you know, because you can build something great and massive long term. And that's the plan for the project. It's not short term, you know. Long term gains.
Yeah.
Long term work together.
Have you thought more about the validator?
Yes, I have. Well, I've thought more about it. It's definitely going to be a thing that happens for sure. I haven't thought more about it than just more than thinking about it. I wanted to get past launch day, which is obviously today, and then that was this one. And making sure that the things that I promised to happen with the breeding and the game, the basic sort of game to start, you know, were happening, and that's all moving forward now. So the next step will be looking at royalties and that, you know. So it's definitely going to happen. But again, it's community based. I'm sure everybody will be down for it, but the whole point is to put it down to community vote and say, do we want to do this? And people go yes or no, and then, you know, those with the sort of wise eyes to it can help us get it set up. If people, because there's loads of people between a lot of the people that I've met in here, everybody knows everything about Terra and Luna, you know. So it's great, because we can work on getting things in the right place. If I do it on my own, it's not so great. I can say yeah, let's do it, but you know, building it as a community would be fantastic, and it's definitely on the cards if everyone's down for it, for sure.
You chose a good day to mint on, though, with the new all-time high.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, you say that. I didn't go for Luna because we're not minting on Luna price. We're minting on UST. It's 45 UST, so irrelevant of Luna going insane. I've actually kind of, in the nicest sense, I kind of shit on myself to save you guys a lot of money there. Because that was actually, if you go back through Discord, anyone who wants to join and check this out, this is in the voters corner, so you can look at that in Discord and find the vote where I basically said, who wants this on Luna at a fixed rate price of one Luna, or who wants this on this for UST, you know, and everybody voted UST, so I went UST. And I outlined the reasons right there and then, right? I can go to Luna and set the price slightly higher because, set the price slightly lower because at the time it was lower than 45 UST, I think, when I said it, but I can set it slightly lower because actually Luna will inflate in price, right? But if I set it slightly higher on UST, I will never see the gain, or the project will never see the gain through that in terms, and me, obviously. So it's not, you know, it gives everyone an absolute fixed rate price, and it makes it fair to everyone, in my opinion. That was sort of the reason why I did it like that. And I am, in a sense, in a really nice way, kicking myself a little bit like, damn. I should have set this at a fixed price on Luna. But hey, you know, it doesn't matter because I've worked it out, and I know what needs to happen to make the project work. And, you know, if I don't get a full sellout, it doesn't matter because I can still do what I need to do, you know, and it will still work and it will still go forward, and it will be it's a long term thing anyway. I've never aimed for that instant sellout thing. I think all projects are great that have worked hard, and those that get instant sellout is fantastic. If you can deliver everything that you've got, great, and they have. You know, and if that would happen for us, it would just still be like, you'll get the game at this time and that and the other, and it'd be amazing. But I never aimed for that because it's not, for me, it wasn't about that. It was a building something long-term that would be a good game for everyone, you know.
I think it's good that you chose to mint in UST.
Yeah, I like to think so. I like to think it was fair, or fairer, you know. I'm not trying to say that anyone who minted in Luna is not being fair at all. It was just the way I was thinking about it at the time. I was thinking, trying to think about myself and thinking, you know, had I been able to mint some of my NFTs back in the day on a stable coin, would I have wanted to do it? And that's the way I thought about it. I've never been involved in anything big at all, by the way. Like, I've dabbled in a few on ETH and then tried to build this on ETH myself, and that's when I came across the Luna. But you know, I'd always thought about that and thought it's great from the creator's point of view and a holder's point of view in some senses, but in some senses as well, it'd be nice to have those stable coined NFTs where, you know, you've got your fixed rate, because it's great when it inflates. But actually, if Luna drops to $10 tomorrow and these are all one Luna each, well, that's a bag of shit, isn't it? Because it's only worth $10. But actually, if Luna drops, it's not going to happen ever, but like it, and it's same with ETH. Like if ETH died tomorrow, those ETH NFTs are worth jack. And that's the reality of it. So that's kind of the other reason, you know, mainly down to the community, but that it was very varied reasons. But I chose that in the long run because it is. It also helps the project become stable as well, because it's a fixed rate. You know, we shall see. But yeah, I'm glad you think so, and I hope everyone else thinks so as well.
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's the best way that way to go for people minting. Obviously,
yeah,
people are bullish on Luna, and as a, like for the project, it would be nice to have the funds in Luna. But for the holders and for Terra, I think it's better to do it in UST.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thanks for hosting. I have to go now, so I'll talk to you later, Rick.
No worries, man.
Bye, everyone.
Cheers, man. I mean, if anyone wants to request, I think I just saw a request pop up. I'm not sure if that was an accident or not, but if anyone wants to request, then come and have a chat, man, and ask some questions. Fire away. I've got so much going through my head, so if you've got something you want to ask or that I've missed or anything like that, just fire it up. Fire me a question away. Other than that, happy Mint Day. I'm glad to be here. I'm so glad to see everyone sat here listening. I hope everyone's managed to sort of hear a bit of the information that I've been getting out about the project. Yeah, I mean, exciting times. So there's a lot to come. I don't know if everybody's been here listening for a while. But as I say, the mint link is now on my bio and up and running. Once Mint's over, we'll be looking towards royalty distributions starting and breeding program beginning and the gamification starting, and that's all sort of being worked on as we speak. I'll be dropping some alpha drops on that over the next couple of weeks, and within a month hopefully we'll have the breeding program up and running. It also depends on how many we've minted by then and things like that, because I want to sort of stay in line with what I've said on the light paper and everything like that. So that's all on my bio website link. Everything's within the website as well. So the links back to Discord, to the Genesis collection, which is now sold out. But I know that there's not, I think there may be a couple of secondaries on there. But they, you know, they've got different rights and different holding rights for them. But yeah, anybody, any questions, just come up and ask me. We can always have a wrap up here. So if anybody wants to send me a follow, guys, come and join us in Discord. If you want to go and mint yourself a Luna Wolf, but check out the website first. Check out the light paper within the website, everything like that, and make sure that you've got... Okay. Hey, man. You just jumped in to have a chat there. That's okay. But if you want to come and have a chat, man, come and have a chat. Otherwise, I will wrap up and we'll call it a night. But thanks very much for listening, everyone. I really, really appreciate you all being here and coming in and joining Stephanie and CFI and me and everyone else that's been in here and supporting us. As I say, all the information you need is on that website. Discord's there, links for buying the wolves, links for the light paper, loads and loads and loads to come. In the next month, that game's going to be out there starting. Breeding rights are going to be out there, and you're going to be able to breed your wolves and create your second NFT with your puppy wolves. And then if you want to get into the game, we can really get into the game and things like that. But everything you wanted to do is all going to be available, and it's all happening over the next month or two. But go grab yourself a wolf today, and maybe we'll catch up with you tomorrow in the Discord. For now, everyone, peace and have a fantastic night. I am going to go and take it easy, I think, unless anybody actually wants to come up and have a chat. But yeah, other than that, we'll leave it there. Have a good night, everyone. Okay, for some reason, Twitter doesn't want me to press the end button. It's all right. I'm going to wait for my phone to stop being an idiot. Yeah. Not quite sure what's going on. I can't press anything. Okay, it's working now. All right, guys. Unless anybody wants to throw out a last request to talk, then we're gonna call it a night. And I'm going to scoot off and go and have a good evening. And maybe fire it back up again in half an hour or so. I need to grab some food. I have promised a few people that we're going to be back online, actually. They've just reminded me on an email, on an inbox, and said, hang on, you can't go yet. I'm listening at work. I'm just going to have to go and get some food. I've got a couple of calls to make. So I can either leave this in here and just leave myself on loud, and anybody who wants to request can request, or I can come offline and throw this back up again in half an hour. Anyone who wants to hang around, if they want to talk. Just throw me up an emoji if you want to talk in the next like 20 minutes, half an hour or something. I'll keep it on until these other guys get on who are waiting for me, or I can just kill it off and we'll catch them later. And anyone who wants to come back on, just send us that follow. And okay, well, anyone who wants to come up again in half hour or so, If you don't want to have a chat now, I'll be back. I know a couple of people just joined, a couple of people left, so I'm gonna scoot off.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Crypto Wolfies Luna Pack Launch Party, recorded on Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
One blink and I'm soaring, wings spread in the morning, the rest of y'all snoring, no life left and boring. I like that I'm moving, I gotta keep moving, I'll never stop moving like planets I'm cruising. Cause once you stop moving, it's hard to start moving, and then just like that you forgot what you're doing, forgot how to groove, dropped all the clues, forgot how your life was never not the blues, forgot how damn good it felt to be abused. At least someone kept you around for amusement, you never did figure out quite how to use it. Face palm trigger happy, these silly, confused kids.
Oh no.
This episodic memory ain't what it used to be, and that's the main reason people try fooling me. So go commit treason and set all the schools free. That's the breaks when everyone's ruling cheap. Push button docs, pushing pill poppers. I got this arthritis from popping and locking. I mean dropping an oxy and bonking my noggin. It's hard to hit a vein when your skin won't stop crawling. He's hot, then cold, this ain't rock and roll. This ain't even human, alright, who brought the troll? That's a weird move when nothing else matters. A Metallica broke up so you can't even tattle. Slept and slept until he got slept on. You know that's no career for a scoundrel. He crept and crept until he got crept on. The end of the story, that's how they found you.
No. Oh no. Joe. Oh no.
So tell me, which side of the fence do you play on? Trying to climb above it to keep this whole game strong. How do you do it? Like Nate Dogg said, yo, I'm just trying to smoke weed all day long. How else can one be expected to tolerate psyops distracting us from the problem traits? On the outside, it all looks great until the cracks crack and that drops the gate. We'll sit here and wait for all that you've built to topple down around you, and we'll build on the sill. We'll fix all the silly little things greed has broken. It's almost that time when the beast is awoken. Get brains.